8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
Every drop of rain, but I ain't scared of drowning. 'Cause I told you once, I told you twice, I swear I must have said 1,000 times. If I am the water and I am the rain, if I am the fire,
on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Ma'am, thanks for doing the show. First question, is this all bullshit? Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
Travis will not be joining us tonight. Travis opted to watch the Bears game instead of doing the show tonight.
So, are they going
to
win?
If you guys have any question on who's truly dedicated to bringing you entertainment every week, it sure as shit ain't Travis.
Is it Mike?
Not to shit on my co-hosts right off the bat.
You do that when a co-host don't show up.
But he did choose the Bears over you wonderful people. The Bears.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad when Dave Harvey is more reliable than anybody else.
One of you fellas in the chat, do me a favor and look up what the score of the Bears game is. I hope they're getting slaughtered. We're joined by our man on the bench, our utility man, my pal Matt from the Lotus Cast, who he's always willing, Napier, to step in when one of you fuckholes can't make it for some stupid-ass reason. Matt's available. Matt can come. Matt's my guy.
That's me.
Fair enough.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. The Eagles are winning 3-0 right now, man. So, not much of a score, but I hope Travis is doing well.
Well, I'm doing terrible in the fantasy football.
Not
so
doing
far.
Good? Not doing good?
No, I'm doing bad. I'm doing bad in all my fantasy leagues, my fantasy football.
It's a weird thing, the fantasy sports, because football is the sport that I know the absolute least about. Mm-hmm. But it's usually the sport that I do the best at in fantasy, which doesn't make any sense. It seems like maybe it's because, like, you know, if your heart's involved and you can't make the right choices because people that you've chosen to root for,
sure,
you know, you don't want to cut the people that may need to be cut. But in football, it's all just numbers to me. If you can't hack it, then you're out.
Yeah, well, football is pretty easy to kind of do fantasy wise. Too. I think it's easier than baseball. and the hockey and all that, because there's, you know, you got your day. It's 3 days a week. It's always on those days. You can really plan your schedule around it. And I mean,
well,
you
the
know,
fantasy sports leagues that I've been in the past have all just been a weekly thing that I just set my lineup on Sunday and then forget about.
Really?
I mean, yeah, it isn't the days of the week. I think it's just because your heart wants what it wants.
Just wants what it wants.
I dropped out of my hockey league because I just didn't want to. I don't pay attention to it. I've kept Jonathan Quick for 4 years, and
that's a safe bet.
I just have Jonathan Quick on my team, so I'm basically just having a fantasy team because I don't want anybody else to have Jonathan Quick. But that's not a reason to pay money to be in a league every year. That's just silliness. It's nonsense.
Right.
So I'm not going to do that anymore, Napier.
Does Napier play the fantasy hockey?
Napier doesn't really do anything. I asked him to do fantasy football, and he said yes. But then I just got somebody else to fill the spot that he said yes to, because I just knew that it was going to be a hassle.
Oh, can I ask Napier a question?
Okay. So, yeah.
Napier, did you watch the movie?
The Spaghetti Man movie?
The Spaghetti Man movie.
No, it's over.
It's over.
But on the last show, you said you were going to watch it this week.
Matt, if I had a nickel, let me tell you, if I had a nickel for every time Napier didn't do something he said he was going to do, I'd have a great deal of nickels, okay? I mean, like way more nickels than,
you know, like
than
nickel
I should
collection.
Have.
Mm.
I made noodles.
Napier made noodles, right, and he did say he was going to make noodles, so that's impressive. I'll tell you something else, Matt, something that may shock you. Last week, Napier vowed to lose weight. We weighed him before the show.
Oh, yeah? Is there like a big reveal later? Are you just doing it?
Napier lost weight.
He did?
He did.
Nice.
Last week, he weighed in at 249 pounds.
Than Napier.
He weighed in at 241 pounds. Granted,
wow.
He did take off his boots and his shirt and all the various things in his pocket this time. So it probably wasn't a whole 8 pounds. I seriously doubt the boots we weighed separate. They weigh like 4 pounds. So
he weighs 4 pound boots, huh?
He's carrying around some big old boots. Yeah.
No.
Napier carries around like this giant kit of shit for his e-cigarette thing. He's got the big honkin' vaporizer deal. And then he has two spare batteries. Now, how many batteries do you go through in a day?
Two.
You go through two batteries a day?
Yeah.
How long does a battery last?
About a shift to work.
I mean, that's not like a quantifiable. I mean, like, how many puffs does a battery last?
I don't know.
Because that's a big honking battery. I'd think that.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that you go through two batteries a day.
Well, I smoke my entire way into work. Mm-hmm. I smoke my entire break. I smoke my entire lunch. I smoke my entire second break. And then I smoke my way home.
They're asking how tall you are, Napier. They're trying to...
5'9".
You're 5'9"? That's really short.
Not a big dude.
Napier's 5'9". He looks like he weighs way more than he does. I was actually kind of shocked by 249. It seemed like it is a lot more.
Yeah, you know, you guys talk about, you know, your weight and stuff, and then I get this vision in my head of how fat you guys are.
Well, I mean,
and then you're not as fat as like you lead on.
I'm 220 pounds, and Napier's 249, and so
yeah,
I mean, I'm not really in a position.
241, Mike. 241
to mock Napier's girth, but Napier and me are kind of shaped different.
Significantly.
Yeah. We look different, and it doesn't really make sense. I mean, I'm not muscular by any stretch of the imagination. I'm kind of a weird looking, and I'm fat, but Napier looks a lot fatter than I do.
It's my hands.
Yeah.
I have these tiny woman hands, and it makes the rest of me look too big.
Why are your hands, are your feet really small too? What size shoe do you wear?
Size 9.5.
You have like little women feet.
He's got little feet too.
Oh, the wife is pointing down, meaning it's smaller. 8.5? Okay, I have.
You don't know what size shoe you wear?
I just have the wife.
When did your feet stop growing? Like when you're in like the seventh grade, and then your shoe size is just your shoe size. How can you not know your shoe size?
That's kind of strange.
I've more recently bought hockey skates than boots, and so.
Well, wait,
Matt, can you imagine being a grown man that unaware of his situation that he doesn't know his own shoe size?
I'm a little jealous because I wish that I could give up that responsibility of worrying about the size of my shoes.
Well, when I go to get new shoes, I just try on shoes until something fits me.
That seems so inefficient.
Well, it could be that...
Don't you just go to a store and look for the number that matches what your foot is and buy that one?
I guess.
I mean, maybe put it on to see if it's comfortable, but certainly not put it on to see if the size is right.
I do that all the time.
You must try on like 30 pairs of shoes. You're like, that one doesn't fit.
Oops, yeah. I mean, like when you go try on a shirt, do you start at medium and just work your way up until it looks right?
No, I start at double X and work my way down. like with shoes.
That's
I start
at.
You put on a double X and say, I could probably go a size smaller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And with shoes, I normally start up and go down. Like, that's a little too big. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
Do you put your thumb on the toe to see where your toe is in it?
No, your dad's supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Do you get out the little foot chart thing?
Nah, I don't
the
like
little metal thing with the knobby guy.
No, people put their feet on that all day. No, fuck no. I'm just gonna stick my feet into unsoiled shoes and leave
Harper
my stench
in chat
on them.
Says he's 5'3" and he wears a 6.5. That's a little bitty fella there.
He's got little footsies.
Little bitty footsies.
What's with all these people and baby feet?
You got little bitty feet.
Not only that, I have to wear small gloves. I have to wear women's size gloves because man sizes don't fit me. I look like I'm trying to do wolf hands.
Explain wolf hands to me.
You know, like you're a werewolf. Roar! You got hands way too big for the rest of you.
Coming up in a little bit, we do have a variety of questions for Dr. Napier, our resident advice expert. Matt, hopefully you can help some people out with that, too, because, you know, the doctor's advice is never really very good.
And I just want to point out, Mike, you have big banana hands.
I have big banana hands. I have big banana feet.
Yeah.
Wait, what constitutes a banana hand?
He's got fingers that look like bananas.
Do they really?
No. I have normal-sized man hands.
Your hand is twice the size of mine.
Well, you have little girl hands. Okay, are we going to do the hand thing? This is a visual thing. We're doing an audio podcast, Napier.
Yeah,
it's not for you. It's
us,
for Matt.
Us doing our hands isn't going to help anybody.
Then why'd you still do it?
My wife has, like, spider hands. Her hands look like the face huggers in Aliens.
Oh, she's got the long fingers?
Yeah, they're creepy as shit.
You know, I broke up with a girl one time because her little hands freaked me out.
Should have broken up with my wife.
She had like little bitty, creepy hands. And one time we went to a restaurant and like she was real messy with her ketchup.
Oh.
Like, it grossed me out. She got ketchup all over her little weird hands. And then she was licking the ketchup off her weird little hands. Broke up with her that night, Matt.
Of course. I would have flipped the table.
Couldn't do it. I know that's shallow. She was a very nice girl, but I couldn't do it because...
Did you tell her why?
Anytime I looked at her or thought about her, all I could see was those weird little hands. And
tell her why? Did you tell her that her and the ketchup was gross?
No, I made up some bullshit.
Well, that's the problem, Mike, is now she's probably going around still eating ketchup that way and single. You probably could have fixed it right then and there.
I'd be like, look, I'm going to tell you what happened. You got weird hands.
Is that the weirdest reason you've broken up with a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Napier? I'm sure he's got something weird, right?
Well, I had a girlfriend in high school, and then I told Mike that I ate her puss out, and then he started talking about it to everybody, and then she didn't want to be my girlfriend anymore.
We got an update on the Bears game. They're saying that the Bears are now leading 7-3, and that means that Travis is vindicated. Would the Bears winning make it okay for Travis to have missed the show? I don't think the Bears winning means it's okay. He just comes. Tape the game.
Well, if they win, he enjoys it. We'd rather him not enjoy it in order to not encourage this behavior.
Okay, so if the Bears lose, Travis will feel bad, and therefore we win.
He'll just feel bad he won't feel bad about
it. Like, God, I can't believe I missed my obligation to the people.
You know, I didn't like the way on your guys' last episode, Travis talked, like he said my name, kind of with some disdain in his voice.
You didn't like it?
No, because I'm a Travis guy, and I've always been a Travis guy.
Matt, you're not a Travis guy.
I'm a Travis guy.
Matt, nobody's a Travis guy.
I'm a Travis guy. Well, I'm not a Travis guy anymore. Fuck him, because he said my name in a shitty way last week. So I'm not a Travis guy anymore. I was a Travis guy.
Did either of you happen to watch the Emmys last night? The Emmys were on. Did you know? Did you know the Emmys were on, Napier?
I saw the Patton Oswalt clip, and it made me sad.
Why?
Because he's talking about his dead wife.
That made you sad?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't mention her. He said that there was somebody up, and maybe he wasn't talking about her. He said that somebody was waiting for him somewhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's talking about his wife that just passed.
You don't think it was somebody else?
I really don't.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was somebody else?
Way better.
Yeah, if it wasn't his dead wife.
And did you see his after the Emmys party photo?
That's the only part of the Emmys that you paid attention to?
I don't give a shit about
that. Was the stand-up comedy award winner?
Yeah. Why do I give a shit about all that other stuff?
Napier, the thing that I found interesting about the Emmys, really, I just asked you the question because I wanted to talk about the Emmys.
Why didn't you just talk about the fucking Emmys then?
There was two things that I noticed about the Emmys, and that was that Horace and Pete and Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee were both nominated for Emmys.
Hmm.
And I mean, Horace and Pete is a show that Louis C.K. made and, like, put on his website for $5 or something.
He did. Did you watch that show?
I watched a couple of them. I couldn't get into it.
You couldn't? I liked it. I'm a Travis guy and a Horace and Pete guy.
Well, I usually like Louis C.K. stuff that I don't know. I watched a couple of them, and I was like, I don't know what he's doing here.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But anyway,
there's some really awkward stuff in it.
What do we call a TV show now that we can nominate things that people just release on their websites for Emmys now?
Well, I mean,
does that count?
Well, I mean, it's changing. Yeah, it's just the climate's changing, Mike.
It seemed like just a couple of years ago we were freaking out that Netflix was getting nominated for stuff. And now people are just putting stuff up on their website and getting nominated for Emmy Awards.
It's
the fuck is the world coming to?
Yeah. And that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee isn't even a real show. That's just Jerry Seinfeld. Just make a show, Jerry. If you want to make a show, you make a show.
You don't like that?
Jerry's cheating.
The car coffee show?
No.
You don't like that?
Him saying, hey, I got famous friends. You want to see them?
Yeah.
And I got cool cars. You want to look at my cool cars?
Do people enjoy it?
No. Nobody enjoys it. No.
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm also a Travis guy. Look at all these Travis guys in the chat room, too.
There's a bunch of Travis guys in the chat.
Yeah. I mean, it's two. But they're there.
Huh. You know what? I'm glad that this is happening this week so that Travis doesn't know about it. So he doesn't get all big for his britches, you know?
Does he listen to the shows that he's not on?
Nobody listens to the shows they're not on, Matt. And Napier won't listen to a show. He's not drunk, hasn't listened to the show in 4 months.
Well, yeah, he's too busy remodeling his kitchen.
Obviously, he needs more dressers.
So I called Napier the other day to tell him that I was excited. I saw a billboard for the Doomsday Prepper conference.
Oh, by the way, that billboard's creepier than fuck. It looks like something out of Fallout.
The guy with the gas mask?
Yeah, that doesn't encourage me to go to that thing. That encourages me to flee the city.
Wouldn't you think that gas masks would be involved?
Why?
I mean, when I say, hey, we're going to prep for Doomsday, I would say that the first thing you buy is a gas mask, right?
I guess so, or a gun.
Well, yeah, those two, and lots of bottled water, and bear traps.
Obviously.
Canned food.
So there's a convention?
There's a convention, yeah. They're going to teach you survival skills and stuff, which would probably be a good idea to do, right?
You should write up a bunch of questions and send Napier to go ask them at the thing.
I don't know if that's something I want to do.
I think that the funnest part of going to the Doomsday Prepper convention would be to see the people that go to the Doomsday.
Is it going to be, like, super hipstery, though? Like, there's just the whole thing is going to be people that go to see the Doomsday Preppers?
Oh, so it'll be really, like, everybody will be there ironically?
Yeah, nobody's really going to be a Doomsday Prepper.
It'd just be a looky-loo.
Yeah, you should be a looky-loo.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be with people who are like 90% sure the world is going to end in a month.
You know, there was a guy when I worked at the storage place that wrote me a check every month for $1,200.
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
He had a whole bunch of giant storage units that he was filling with supplies, preparing for the end of the world.
Yeah.
Anything he could think of that he might need if shit goes down. And he would come in every month. There's an earthquake coming, and, you know, the price of canned goods went up 8 cents, and people are going to start rioting in the street any day. You know, everything's just going to hell. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And that happened all the time. And if you did that for years and years and years, you wrote that check every month, and you were preparing, and you were preparing, and you were preparing, and then you just die of old age, aren't you kind of pissed off that it never happened? Or is being prepared good whether it actually happens or not?
Yeah, it's being prepared. It's like being like a Christian, you know? All right, so I mean, I guess there's still a little payoff there because you go to the heaven. But the whole rapture, you know, like you're just prepared no matter what. So when the rapture happens, you know, you got your insurance policy.
Do you think they just live in a constant state of disappointment?
That it hasn't happened yet?
Yeah.
You got to question, I guess, why you're doing it. Right?
I don't know if that's a part of it.
Why are we even doing this? Or do you never look back and you just say, look, if shit goes down, we're going to be ready?
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
I guess it's like having car insurance, right? Yeah. I mean, you got to have car insurance. It's the law, I guess. Well, what would it be? Maybe it'd be life insurance, because then you can be like, you know, oh, well, if I die, then, you know, the people that depend on me will get some money and be able to bury me and be okay.
Yeah, something like that. You want to keep your family safe in case, you know, there's like a, I don't know, race war or something.
A race war.
But all that money that you could have spent on good stuff while you were here.
Like liquor.
Like liquor.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do the liquor.
Yeah. And I mean, if the world ends and everything's shitty and like you can't like get anything except the shit you've saved, then you don't probably need to be there anyway.
That's really all you did was buy yourself like 3 years, because, you know, if you get a nuclear fallout, I mean, you know, you get to live in the fucking dungeon for 3-5 years and then come out and everything's still radiated.
Yeah, everything's still shitty and then you just die anyway.
Right. I think,
and so, I mean, like, really, if you add up all the time you were going to Big Lots and buying dented canned goods, it was about 3 years anyway, right?
Right, yeah.
And that would have been the good 3 years when you could get a Whopper and not these
those,
shitty 3 years.
Those Cheeto chicken fries.
You said you went and got a Cheeto chicken fry, didn't you?
I got the Cheeto chicken fry, yeah. I had to try it. It's new.
It's new
with the Burger King.
And how was it? So Burger King... Why is everybody getting into the putting shit on shit? Like, we got all these things at Taco Bell. We got the Doritos and the...
It's because of the Doritos Locos Taco. Because the year that they put out the Doritos Locos Taco, do you know how much money Taco Bell made? It was however much the Doritos Locos Taco brought in for them that year. They would have not made shit without that Doritos Locos Taco.
But now we got Cheeto shit. You had Cheeto macaroni and cheese or something?
Yeah, well, the first thing that they did was they did the mac and Cheetos, which was like macaroni in the shape of like a Cheeto, like a big puff, Cheeto puff. And, you know, that wasn't terrible. It did kind of have a Cheeto flavor to it.
But Cheetos are kind of, you know, disgusting on their own.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Cheeto fan even to begin with. I mean, I'll eat them if they're there.
Yeah, Cheeto is a thing that if there's Cheetos there, I'll eat the Cheetos. But I don't think I'd ever go buy Cheetos.
No, I'm never on the lookout. You know, oh man, I really have a big hankering for some Cheetos.
Right.
And I feel so bad after eating a whole bunch of like Cheeto puffs because I'm just covered in that orange dust shit and it's in my teeth.
Which is amazing too, because if you eat like the puffy ones that like melt in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
they're mostly just air.
Yeah, those are nonsense.
You can eat a million of them, but then, yeah, after you eat them, you feel like...
Your shame is all over your hands.
Yeah, and then it's all over the couch. And
so you got a Cheeto chicken fry.
Yeah, so now that with the, you know, they've got the chicken fries, and now what they've done is they've, I guess, tried to cover the outside of it in the Cheeto powder. And so it's a Cheeto chicken fry.
Are the angry chicken fries still a thing?
No, that went away. The Whopperito is still a thing, though. You can still pick yourself up a Whopperito.
That sounds so fucking gross.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not pleasant at all.
A Whopperito sounds kind of like an ethnic slur to me.
See?
It does, kind of.
It does,
it's a fat Italian guy, right?
Or an Italian baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But so you didn't like it?
No, it wasn't good. Remember when McDonald's had, like, they were doing this thing where they were, you know, instead of serving their burgers on a bun, they were cutting up the patty and throwing it in a tortilla and putting, like, Big Mac sauce in it and calling it, like, a Big Mac wrap or whatever?
Yeah.
Some people loved them.
Yeah. Well, I thought that's what the Whopperito was going to be, but they failed that.
Somebody mentioned in Fredo in the chat said something about that they should figure out a way to make it so that your fingers don't get all messy when you eat Cheetos. And what if they gave you like a little package, like a little Ziploc container in every Cheetos bag with like little finger condoms that you can just roll onto your fingers to keep your fingers from getting all gross. Like a little finger cuts. I'm not suggesting like a whole like latex glove or something, but what about like a little baggie of you get the little prize in the Cracker Jacks?
Yeah.
You get the little baggie of little finger condoms. And if you don't want them, just throw them away. But you get the little finger condoms. You put those on the – I would just get one from a thumb and my pointer finger and just tong them.
But then you can't be a Cheeto bee. Where you take all the Cheeto pollen from the first couple ones that you get and transfer your Cheeto pollen to all the other Cheetos. to your pants.
I mean, it is terrible when you're eating something like Doritos or Cheetos and then you get a text or a phone call.
Right, you know,
That's just all bad from there.
In the chat, they're telling us to stop being pussies.
Yeah, just eat it off your finger.
Because we don't like getting the fingers all messy. You don't want to get your Cheeto goo all over all your clothes and stuff. We're proper folks.
Yeah, exactly. We're businessmen.
Look, you don't have to wear the little finger condoms. I'm just saying it would be a nice gesture.
Yeah, if they had it there as an option.
Right.
If you don't want to use them, just blow them up like balloons and pop them.
Right.
Carper's saying chopsticks.
I mean, they give me a variety of dipping sauces with my McNuggets, and I don't generally use it. I just eat the McNuggets plain. But the sauces are there for folks that like sauces. Maybe there's some people that don't want to get Cheeto dust all over them. I'm just saying, it'd be a nice gesture.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Maybe we could make a Cheetos knockoff. You know what? I like a cheese ball, like the big tubs of cheese balls.
Like an Utz cheese ball.
Yeah. We'll make our own cheese balls, and we'll just put a little cup on the lid that you can take off. You can unscrew. Get you some finger condoms. Not a bad idea.
I mean, if you get like the big one, though, you'll have to have like a couple packs of those.
I like Matt's idea of the chopsticks.
And it's not just you have to worry about. Sure, you could be fine with Cheeto fingers, but I mean, think about the people that you're coming in contact with. Maybe they don't want your shit all over them, you know? You got to think about other people.
Why don't you just beat the shit out of the bag and then just pour the bag contents into your mouth?
I mean, we need to be more considerate. Be a more considerate world. What do you say, Napes? You wanna take a quick break, get a refill on my sangria, and we'll come back and we will ask Dr. Napier all of the questions that you have for him.
Travis just tweeted, because I tweeted out, surprise, I'm live with Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks right now.
And what did he tweet?
He replies, gross, Mike just can't quit you. And see, this is why I'm not a Travis guy anymore. Why does he hate me so much?
You know what, Matt? Travis is fired from the show. You're in.
Yeah, I can't commit to every Monday. I can only commit when one of your guys backs out.
All right, Travis is unfired. Can we send?
Why does he hate me so much, Mike? Why does he hate me?
I don't know
what did I do.
I don't know what his deal is, man.
I've been a Travis guy for so long. I've been in his corner, rooting for him.
And why does he even get to have an opinion? He's not here, Matt.
I love when he spends gross amounts of money at conventions, and when he puts his family in dangerous positions to buy sketchy comic books off Craigslist, and when he kills his dogs.
Jody in the chat is asking if fans of our show are called dickheads.
We're
not coming up with names for you guys. You're Jody. You're our pal. You don't get a little name.
The Lotus Cast listeners, we refer to them as Lotus Buds.
No, you don't. No. And if you do, then I'm quitting your show.
Well, we should let our fans know what they should be called once we find one.
No, I'm not calling anybody anything. You're Jody. You're fine. You don't need to be a dickhead. You can just be you.
Well, I mean, Umshell the Lotus Bud and Carper 42 the Lotus Bud are there. No, there's Travis's root beer.
Matt, you're fired from the show.
Can they be little wheelbarrowers?
Oh, no. I love that.
No.
Little barrel
buds. Stop it. Both of you, stop it. They don't get names.
No, they're called barrelers.
They're just them.
Not barrelers.
Why do they? They're all talking about how they want to be dickheads. Why would you want to be a dickhead? Why would you want to identify yourself as a dickhead? Why would you want that?
Mike, we've all worked in places with plenty of dickheads.
Guys.
Thomas Jack the Barreler is there in the chat room. I like him. I like that barreler.
He's a barreler?
Yeah, a barreler.
It isn't barrel. It's barrow, you fucks.
Well, it just sounds weird to say.
See, that's the problem. That's why we don't get no downloads on the iTunes, Napier, because people don't know it isn't a wheelbarrow.
Maybe it's
a stupid name.
I bet it has something to
you
do with
you fucking dickheads. It's starting to grow on me, actually. I was against it before, but...
Yeah, because somebody else came up with it.
Maybe we should just start calling everybody dickheads.
It's a term of endearment.
I don't like that. That seems the simple way out of this.
It's not clever.
Wheelie pals or something.
Oh, wheelers.
The wheelie pals?
Yeah. The wheelers.
You call them wheelers.
Yeah, we were going on break. What happened?
We talked about dickheads.
Fucking dickheads.
Yeah. I like turtles.
Hey, Mikey, go to the bathroom.
While the WFOD guys are off making stinky, we'd like to take this opportunity to entice you with an exclusive offer. Are you currently experiencing dissatisfaction with your defecation because you're wasting your time reading Facebook updates about your cousin's latest breakup? Did OP fail to deliver again? Are you experiencing gastrointestinal discontent because these precious porcelain moments are wasting your phone's battery life? Have you recently consumed Americanized Mexican food delivered to you via drive-thru window? We at Rocktown Press feel your pains and have personally handcrafted a solution for your water closet woes that can be discreetly delivered to your front door. New in 2015, Rocktown Press unveils the Taco Bell Survival Pack.
Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, product placement with Taco Bell.
For a mere $39.99 at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, you get not one, not two, but three pieces of quality bathroom reading material, enough matches to cover the stink of 1,000 shits, and an emergency roll of toilet paper.
Say, what kind of toilet paper you got back there?
Two-ply, my friend, and only the best. But don't jump off the John just yet. Our managers have approved a very special offer for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks listeners. Enter the promo code WFOD at checkout and receive 20% off your order at rocktownpress.bigcartel.com. It's not only good on the Taco Bell Survival Pack, but everything site-wide. So head on over to rocktownpress.bigcartel.com, use the promo code WFOD, save some money, and make your next bathroom break complete with tales of underage drinking, suicide, prescription drug abuse, summer camp, journalism, celebrities, and more suicide.
I'm Charlie! Later, March!
And now, Drunk's Amazing Animal Fact with your host, Drunk.
A flamingo can only eat if its head is upside down.
Hi, I'm Bria, the artist behind the popular webcomic Life of Bria, and now host of my new show, Live with Bria, here on Strange Label Radio. Tune in every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern to hear me have live discussions with artists, writers, filmmakers, and activists about every topic under the sun. Every episode is sure to make you both laugh and think, and will also be full of references to obscure kung fu movies nobody will get but me. Also, I like dinosaurs, so we'll be talking about those, like, all the time. It's my show. I can talk about whatever I want. So, yeah. Check out Live with Bria, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, only on Strange Label Radio.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Determination to conquer all my ambitions, despite all the conditions, in light of my past decisions, made it to this position, and so my disposition, not seeing no limits, killing the competition. Yeah, I'm a beast, now I'm unleashed, ready to feast, calm and peace, not in the least. I think that I'm number one, just to keep it 100, 0 to 100, so you have a opponent. Some people never have trouble, that's why they don't know what the struggle is. Not me, I had to hustle, now I'm getting money to persevere, making them sacrifices, no matter what the price is.
So hey, what's up, dickheads? The phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I'm on board with dickheads, and I like it.
You've done a turn, huh?
Yeah. I'm all in on dickheads. Matt, did you see that they added a forget about it to the dictionary?
Why?
A forget about it is now a word in the dictionary, which I imagine, if you look it up, the definition of forget about it is probably forget about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not really a word. It's more like a phrase.
I feel like they're just fucking with us now.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think I've heard enough people say forget about it. I've not heard that catching on.
Yeah, I mean, forget about it isn't really like a thing that you even say.
You okay?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened. I had like a weird little burp thing, kind of. It wasn't like a burp, though.
It was like a
hiccup, but it wasn't like a, because I mean, it's not going to be followed up with repeated hiccups. What do you call that? What is that? Hey, Dr. Napier, what do you call a hiccup that's only one hiccup?
Well,
can you have just one hiccup?
I don't know, but most of the time after I hiccup, I also do burp.
Oh. What were we talking about?
Dickheads.
Forget about it.
Yeah, I see, when they added selfie, that was one of those things that annoyed me, but I was, you know, I could see why they're doing it because it was, you know, it's a thing.
I can get behind selfie.
Forget
because
about
selfie
it
is a
like,
thing that's kind of happened, but forget about it is just it's nonsense.
Yeah, it's like an old mob thing.
Yeah, I think that forget about it really is just an accent. It's like saying collection of words all together because you're a silly goose that runs words together and you talk funny.
Is what's up in the dictionary?
What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
Is y'all in there?
Y'all?
Yeah. I think y'all is because feminists prefer if, like, you know, you might go somewhere and regardless whether whoever you're running into are guys or girls, you'll just say guys, like, hey, what's up, guys? And even if it's two girls or just a girl, you know, whatever. Feminists don't like that. So
guys?
They prefer that you say y'all.
You know, everybody, occasionally we like to, you know, give back and do a little segment that we like to call Ask Dr. Napier. Drunk's not here, so can we even do it without Drunk?
Yeah.
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier. Okay, we have a variety of questions for you, Dr. Napier. I hope you're up to the task. From Jody B.
That person's in the – that's a dickhead in the chat.
He's a dickhead in the chat, yeah. Dickhead, what would you do if your wife stapled your dick to a table?
Obviously take away your stapler. First I'd get the staples out of my nuts and probably some Band-Aids.
Well, see, the thing is, I guess you'd have to – if you needed to go get something to get the staples out of your dick, you'd probably have to take the table with you, right?
More than likely.
Because unless she gave you like a staple remover right there.
Oh, that claw thing?
Yeah, that claw thing.
Fuck. That's got to be horrible.
It's not good. It's all bad, the situation that you're in.
Well,
is his dick big enough to get stapled to a table?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Especially the nuts.
Would you just have to pull some skin to the side and staple that? Because I don't think you could staple through the entire dick, could you? It'd have to be a pretty big staple.
I mean, he might be sitting with a thin dick.
I don't think Jody thought this one through, to be honest with you.
Well,
you could do the nuts. I mean,
I'm kind of disappointed in Dickhead's question here.
How thick are nuts?
Travis's root beer in the chat is asking me about selling his root beer. I don't know if I missed something earlier, but there's something going on with this guy wanting to sell root beer. He wants to actually make root beer and sell it?
I mean, if he's got like a formula and he wants to make it and then wants to have you sell it as Travis's root beer.
Is he going
to
make like special labels for it? I would imagine I wouldn't sell it. Travis would probably sell it. It's Travis's root beer.
Well, I mean, but it comes from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dick show, so it kind of, I mean, it didn't come from the Travis Full of Dick show.
Question for our good pal Bert from the Hot Butter podcast. Dr. Napier, how do you suggest...
There's still people named Bert?
Yeah, Bert.
His name's Bert?
Bert from the Hot Butter podcast. Dr. Napier, how do you suggest I address my chronic dry eyes?
Clear eyes?
Oh, we fucking solved that one, huh?
What, you got dry eyes, you use dry eye drops.
I have a headache. What should I do?
Advil. Take some Advil. Wow.
Dr. Hey. Napier, I've got cancer. What do you recommend?
Well, chemo, I guess, chemo. Right?
I'm going to go with doctors.
Why? All right, so we're
come with me, and you'll be in a world of literal answers.
Dr. Napier, I have a giant gash on my forehead. What should I do?
Get a Band-Aid for your gash.
Get some stitches. I'd suggest stitches.
Are these people new to Dr. Napier? Is that what's going on here?
I don't even want to ask the rest of these questions because the answers are just going to be like.
Well, I don't think it's a problem with the answers. We have a question issue here.
From Andy Weaver of the Furnicast, is there a homeopathic cure for pee hole infection?
Cranberry juice.
God damn it.
Okay, I'm really sorry. Let me make a funnier one.
From Austin, I heard if you tell bullies your mom has the same name as theirs, they'll stop bullying you. Is that true?
No. No, no, it isn't.
I saw it in a documentary. That is true. I saw the two people, their mom's name were Martha, and they stopped fighting. They became friends.
From Michigan Internet Radio, is breast milk as good for treating pink eye as I have heard it is?
Yeah, it's got like antihistamines in it and antibodies and all the things a growing eyeball needs.
I just cancel it.
Just
cancel it. Just
move on.
Mike, how would you like me to spin infected pee hole to be funny?
From Anchor Babcock,
Okay, Anchor. You know what? Anchor, who is he's got his finger on the pulse.
You think this is gonna be a good one, Matt?
Yeah, he's gonna
Anchor's gonna bring it all home.
This is where we get back on track. Comedy gold right here.
From Anchor Babcock. If you get divorced and remarry, can I be your best man?
Okay. Who am I marrying? Is it anybody I want to be seen with?
It's a new host on Strange Label.
Then yes, I don't see why not.
Her name's Brina. Sabrina's her name.
We do have a new show starting this Sunday. Sabrina is going to do the Live with Bria.
Live
at 6/5 Central on this coming Sunday. So be sure to check that out. Matt's going to have her on the show Thursday.
Can't wait. Yeah, she's gonna
going to be with it. What's the show about?
Matt, what was the description of the show? It's going to be talking about art and...
Yeah, art and transgender issues or something
and,
like that.
Transgender issues.
Mm-hmm. Those seem like two unrelated...
Well, she does comic books, and she's a transgender. So those are the things that she has to kind of talk about. It's her life experiences. Maybe
she's got a spin on it.
Travis and her could probably have some good comic book conversations.
I don't know. Is she willing to meet a stranger in the middle of a highway to get some comic books?
Except her show is on a Sunday, and that's usually when the Bears play, Matt. So, boy, that Ask Dr. Napier segment, that was good.
Wait, there's no more questions?
No, Matt.
We're knocking them out.
No.
There's got after Anchor, there was one more. No. There was another one.
Yeah, there is another.
No, that was all the questions, Matt.
There was another question, Mike.
Was there another question?
Mm-hmm. What do you do for low sperm count?
Oh, I got Fredo in the chat. What do you do for a low sperm count asking for a friend?
Pineapple juice.
I would suggest not whacking it, wearing freer pants, don't sit on your testicles. I find that if you jiggle them, like, a little bit before you, like, get your business on, you can give them a little, like, extra 10%. So you can jiggle your...
No, you're just talking about getting boners and being able to, like, splooge.
No, you got to relax.
He's talking about, like, the actual sperm in the splooge.
Right. You still have a huge load.
Like
but
making
just,
babies and stuff.
Yeah, there's no dudes in there.
Yeah, you got to make bigger loads. So I mean, you can't just make more per square inch.
I mean, the water park still runs whether people show up or not.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're still going to do the water slide whether there's one person or 100 people.
Yeah, but I mean, you got so much water and chlorine in it, you put more out there.
Well, you
got to
kill all
water.
The stuff. The chlorine that kills all the stuff.
Thomas Jack wants to know about anal fissures. How do you cure them bad boys?
Oh, Lance.
You cut them?
No, you lance them.
You poke holes in them?
No, you get a hot, really, really hot knife. And you have a friend stick that hot knife on your fissure, and you burn it closed. It's going to stick.
Is it open? What is a fissure?
Probably something that's a gaping wound.
It's a wound?
Probably infected.
Or isn't it like a thing that sticks out?
I think so. It's something.
So you're talking about like burning it so that it closes up?
Yeah, you get rid of it. It's what the doctors do, only they use a laser, and that's more expensive. You just get your ass a really hot knife and stick... Oh, soldering iron. There we go, soldering iron. Soldering iron.
But without the solder.
Without the solder. Well, you're
just
soldering
the iron.
The anus. You solder the anus. Mm. It's going to smell like toast and poop. And probably some burnt hair if they're not real too clean down there. Which, if they got anal fissures, I don't know.
Matt!
Yeah?
I saw the news today that Lady Gaga is going to perform at the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Well, thank God. Really.
That's not... It's not really too weird.
She also announced that her new album is going to be all songs about her aunt that was raped.
Well, yeah, that's the thing to do now. I mean,
she's going to release an album of songs about her aunt that got raped. And hopefully she'll do some of those songs at the Super Bowl, right?
I sure hope so.
Some of the rape songs?
That's, you know, rape's hot talk now. It's all about the rape.
That's the thing to do. You know,
if honestly you're not in the circle if you haven't been raped. So
doesn't it sound like some good dance songs about rape?
You know, there was a time when I, you know, really didn't like most popular clubby music because it was kind of, you know, it was kind of shallow and stupid.
But you're into it because it's
well, no, now I'm reconsidering my opinion because if the other one is rape songs, I'll take the booty shaking shit. I'll listen to that.
So it's either stuff with no substance that just has a good beat that you can dance to and you can just not worry about it, or it's like this somber rape shit. Like, yeah. Whoa.
I mean, what if it's upbeat rape shit, though?
Can you make an upbeat rape song?
I mean, I don't see why you can't.
Well, obviously she's prepping for the Super Bowl, so she's got to have a dance number in there somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't. Like have that like track 5 like in the middle just to break up all the rape.
Wow, San Diego's really taking it number 7 like to the Eagles.
There's like 5 songs about rape.
Right.
And then you have like one catchy little dance pop hit and then right back to rape.
I don't know if this is I've never bought a Lady Gaga CD, so maybe the music's not for me anyway, but I don't see how this sells.
But, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be people who don't like the idea of Lady Gaga performing at the halftime show. And I know that there was a topic a couple weeks ago about Adele, and they were saying that Adele was probably not a great choice because, you know, the thing about the halftime show is I think that they are trying to reach everybody. They're trying to find somebody that's going to get everybody.
Well, Katy Perry did the halftime show, didn't she?
Yeah, well, I mean, Katy Perry is I think, universally popular, and you can almost – even Katy Perry had Missy Elliott come out and do a Missy Elliott song in the middle of her thing. And I think that's to say, hey, we didn't forget the black guys. We got a black lady out here. So, you know, we're good. I mean, last year they had Coldplay, and Coldplay's sold millions and millions of records, and they're pretty popular. But, I mean, at the same time, you got to get Beyonce out there. And who else came out there? Somebody else came out too. That was Bruno Mars, right?
Bruno Mars, yeah. That guy.
And so, I mean, I think that they're trying to get everybody. I remember a couple weeks ago the Larry Wilmore guy got canceled, and I think that the Larry Wilmore guy, I think he was trying to just do a show for black people, and they were talking about black things, and I think that, you know, like, that can work, I guess, if the expectation is that you're going to reach the people you're trying to reach. But I think that too often now everybody's trying to reach everyone.
Right, right. Well, you still have to cater to your white crowd because white people won't go into something that's complete. Like if it's just for black people, the white masses are not going
right
to it.
But if Metallica did the halftime show, I think that black people would not like that.
I think there would be a lot of white people that wouldn't like that.
And then
too.
A lot of white people probably wouldn't like it either. The same thing with a country artist. I don't think you can have a country artist do it because
no.
I think like a lot of people would say, I don't like country, so I don't like this.
They normally have like pop people on there because it's fucking popular.
But
it's upbeat. It makes people want to shake their booties.
The middle is what everybody shoots for. And I think that when you just shoot for the middle, you're missing... Are you missing a lot?
No, you're not, because it's football. You're not sending a message.
Well, I mean, this past week, Jimmy Fallon had... Jimmy Fallon's a perfect example of somebody shooting for the middle. Jimmy Fallon's trying to do the safest shit you can possibly do.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he had Donald Trump on his show this past week.
Yeah, he wrestled that little fella's hair.
And he did a really safe interview. He didn't challenge Donald Trump at all.
But you saw that risk, that big risk he took, right?
What's that?
He shuffled his hair. He gave a little shuka.
He was like, that was a bit that
worked out ahead of time,
I'm sure.
Donald didn't see that coming at all, man.
He did see it coming. It was part of the bit. Donald was trying to say, hey, look, guys, I'm fun.
You look at Donald Trump in that. He was caught off guard.
I'm a fun guy.
Well, not everybody has to be a political commentator or trying to, you know, have or put forth a message. Some people just want to be on TV.
But the Larry Wilmore guy, he was making a show for black people. That show was specifically for them.
I never saw it.
I watched it, and I was like, whoa, this show is not for me. And I think that you can do that. But I don't think that anybody's really interested. And maybe people should be, though. Because, I mean, if you look at, you know, the MTVs and the and all the things like that, they've all moved towards the middle. Like, MTV doesn't have music television anymore because music television isn't in the middle. The History Channel has Duck Dynasty now because Duck Dynasty is more towards the middle. Nobody wanted to watch the biographies and stuff. They wanted to watch goofy television. Like the, True TV is all comedy now because comedy's in the middle. It isn't, you know, court shit anymore because nobody wants to watch court cases unless it's OJ.
Well, yeah, they gotta sell advertising space. Pretty much the Daily Show and whatever else is going on after it. It's a fun little progressive social justice warrior nonsense.
But if like everything is in the middle, then don't people kind of crave like crazy shit?
Now there's enough crazy shit going on in the world. You can just turn on the fucking news.
But isn't everything on the news now kind of in the middle? Doesn't everything just kind of become the middle it happens enough?
No, they put the most graphic shit they can find on every night.
Just to try to freak you out?
Yeah, just to get you keep watching.
Most of the stuff that happens now, you're kind of numb to it anyway. Like,
right,
I mean,
nothing shocks you anymore.
This whatever bomb that went off in New York that injured 30 people or however many it was, I mean, honestly, I haven't followed up. I heard that it happened, and I was like, okay, this happened again. You know, whatever. I don't know who did it. I don't know why they did it. I haven't even tried to follow up on
it. Apparently, there's like several bombs, and they haven't caught the guy, and apparently he's
out. No, they caught him.
He's out. Oh, they did?
Yeah, they caught him today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it didn't take too long, neither. He was dumb.
They were saying pressure cookers. He was out dropping do you have to plug those in?
Well, I'm sure they have batteries, yeah.
Pressure cookers, do they have battery backups on them?
Well, I mean, you hook up like a fucking device or something that makes the...
Like, how do I get a pressure cooker cooking in like the middle of Times Square? Like, is there just like an outlet outside somewhere that I can plug it in?
They probably just put batteries on it. I mean, look at the batteries for my smoker. Those things hold a shit ton of charge.
Well, and some of those things, like, I don't know how they set them up. I don't even know if it's an actual pressure cooker.
Or maybe you don't have to plug it in. Maybe it's something in it.
They're set off by a cell phone. Like, you can call it and that triggers the explosion. I think that's how they've done it before. How some of them work. But
so
it's not,
is that just a fun name for it, or is it actual like, maybe is this guy going to Bed Bath and Beyond and buying 10 pressure cookers?
No, he's not going. It's just, I guess, kind of the way that they set it up. I don't think it's an actual.
Oh, they're saying in the chat cooker. There's explosives in the cooker, and something sets off the explosives, and then the cooker explodes. Doesn't get hot.
So it's not like a guy walking around with a bunch of crock pots.
No, they are crock pots. It is a pressure cooker. It's just it's sealed up really good to keep the pressure in.
So that it cooks faster.
Yeah, or, you know, explodes.
I don't like it.
You should.
Guys, don't set off bombs in pressure cookers.
Yeah, I think
that is good advice.
Just all, yeah. I mean, just don't shoot people. Oh, all right, cool. I think
just don't do it.
Yeah, don't stop breaking the law, asshole.
Yeah, what are you, Dr. Napier now?
Napier, I don't know if you saw it, but on the Twitters this week, there was some fellas that were tweeting at WFOD.
Were they?
And WFOD is not us.
Nope.
You tweet at WFOD. It is a place that sells laminate flooring in Dallas. It's Wood Flooring of Dallas. And over the years, I know these guys have gotten some weird tweets.
Oh, easily.
That were intended for us.
It says WFOD hasn't tweeted yet.
Yeah, they've never tweeted. They've never replied. And actually, they started a new Twitter account. I think it's just Wood Floors of Dallas. The whole thing.
So what are they doing with this other one?
And so I noticed that the person was sending it to at WFOD, or somebody corrected them and said, hey, stupid, don't you know it's at WFOD show? And they were like, oh, no, we wanted to talk to the flooring company. And so I sent the Wood Floor of Dallas tweet, and I said, hey, I'll buy WFOD off of you. And they said, oh, follow us back, and we'll talk to you in the private messages. But I haven't heard anything from them yet. But I have a feeling that they're probably going to want a lot of money. And I'm not gonna,
really?
I'm not going to actually give them any money.
I mean, are they doing okay?
The Wood Floors of Dallas?
I assume so.
I would say just from name recognition alone, they're probably doing pretty good. You got a sign out front that says WFOD. I imagine you got people coming in all the time.
I mean, I just went to their website. It doesn't appear to be working that well. Oh, wait, no, wow, those are some nice floors.
There's some good floors there, the Wood Floors of Dallas? Maybe if we give them some advertising, maybe they'll knock some off the Twitter handle.
Yeah, you might, if you can't afford the solid hardwood, you might go with the laminate hardwood.
I don't think I need any more Twitter accounts, though.
Well, you don't have a good one. Could just be WFOD.
You think that would be good for us? You think that would be... The push that we need?
I think it'd help. I mean, obviously people are screwing up the name at the Twitter.
All right. Somebody left a review on their website, and his name's Fred Hedgecock.
Oh, fucking Fred. What'd Fred say?
That's a fake account, right? Hunter Ross, the owner of Wood Floors of Dallas, and Taylor Naren provide excellent customer service.
So I'm talking
service.
To some guy named Hunter?
Yeah, Hunter Ross or Taylor Naren.
Oh, Fredo is in Dallas. Fredo in Dallas is in the chat. Yeah, you go to Wood Floors of Dallas, Fredo in Dallas, and you tell them I'll give them $5. That's my best offer. $5.
What if they say $7? You can have it.
I'd probably go $7. I guess it's a negotiation. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. I don't need more Twitter accounts, guys. I have so many.
How many do you have?
I have way too many Twitter accounts, Matt.
Why do you have so many?
I don't know. I don't even have all of my Twitter accounts on my phone. There's some that like I've made, and then
wait, what do you have then?
What do you mean?
Like, you have WFOD or WFO Dicks, and
I don't want to give away all of my Twitter accounts, Matt.
I mean, are you fucking?
I have
with
to have some secret Twitter accounts that are secret.
Okay, so, well, just give me some of the ones that don't have to be secret, beside the two that I know.
Well, I mean, I run WFO Dicks, which is
okay,
my...
Okay, the two that I know, the two that I...
WFOD Show,
okay,
which is kind of stupid. It's also me. So people all the time tweet both, but they don't need to. That's dumb.
Well, you interact with people on both, which gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there is no real rhyme or reason which one I use at any given time. It doesn't really make sense. Maybe I should consolidate.
I've been confused about the two for a while, but
the WFO Dicks account, I only follow people that I actually give a shit about, like keeping track of. And the WFOD Show account, I'm much more liberal with kind of following anybody who follows us and keeping that one more.
So open. So what's another one?
Well, I mean, I run the Strange Label Twitter account.
Okay.
Me and Dan Fernicase do a podcast like once every 6 months. I have a Twitter account for that. The DMM show account is me. I run the Napierisms Twitter account, which is a account for Napier quotes, which he rarely has any good ones anymore. So that account doesn't get used very often.
Yeah, he's softened in his old age.
I used to run a t-shirt business. I have a Twitter account for that. I have a personal account. I don't really use it, but I do have one, which the WFO Dix account has kind of become a personal account. So I guess I could just get rid of that one, right?
Yeah,
just
probably.
Get rid of like five of my Twitter accounts.
Why yeah, do you, need have... to, you need to get rid of some.
I have a Twitter account, and I don't know the login or password anymore. I don't know how people do it. How they get on social media all the goddamn time. On Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram.
Well, I don't do the Twitters, but I love Facebook.
In the chat, Bert from the Hot Butter Podcast doesn't think that our show's going to make it till Christmas. Does he think that I'm going to get mad and end the show? Or does he mean this particular show won't last till Christmas?
It's probably...
Because that's a really safe bet. This show's over, like, now.
I don't get Bert.
What's Bert's fucking deal? I don't know what the fuck that guy's talking about half the time.
Yeah, but he interacts with us, so, I mean, that's kind of nice.
Maybe he just means I shouldn't invest.
You know, sometimes it seems cool that you have people that interact with your show, but it's not. It's not. You know, it's there's a lot of shitty people out there, and when they choose to interact with you, it's when it all goes downhill.
I like some of them.
Some of them are okay.
Yeah.
Most of them are not.
Yeah. But, like, what really disappoints me is when I feel like, you know, what I said, people liked for the wrong reason or they didn't get it or, like,
yeah.
It makes me sad. I'm like, no, that's not what I meant.
Is Napier on the Snapchats?
And that's probably, nope. That's probably my fault, though, Matt, right?
Yeah, you got to pick your words better.
Yeah.
My message was it was changed.
Yeah, you need to do a better job.
It was skewed and turned into something weird.
You should use less ambiguous language.
You got to be more direct, Mike.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem. Mm-hmm. Is I'm not direct enough.
You should use more obscenities.
People like those.
Yeah,
all our dickheads out there.
Yeah, all our dickheads.
Well, I mean, guys, that was a show. Matt came and helped out again.
I don't know how much I helped, probably.
Because, you know, I can't depend on anybody.
If Matt wasn't here, you would still be bitching at me about that goddamn Clear Eyes comment.
That was a terrible comment. Did you think of anything clever yet, or is that you just going to leave it at that?
I think that was the most accurate answer I could give.
Hey, Bert, go buy some Clear Eyes, buddy.
Rub salt in it.
So, guys, make sure you listen to the Lotus Cast Thursday. He's going to talk to Sabrina Simington, the gal doing the new show on Sundays. Pretty excited about it. I'm interested to see. She's never done a show before. This is going to not only be her live debut, not only be her debut on the station, but her debut doing a show at all. So show up, check it out, let us know what you think.
What does any of this mean? Travis is tweeting.
Why is Travis tweeting? Why didn't Travis just be on the show?
Oh, Travis just said, I've been told more than ints that no one is a Travis guy.
And why are we talking about who's a Travis? Is Travis listening to the show while he watches the Bears? Are the Bears losing? Somebody check it. Let me know what the score of the Bears is.
He also said, I'm a father of two little kids. Need more than an hour notice. I love beers. And then he...
Needs more than an hour notice for what? Why are we reading Travis's tweets on the show? The show's over. This is what the show is now. We're going to read Travis's tweet. Let's go back like a week, Matt. Let's read all of them. Let's read Travis's tweets and comment on them. You know, for all the Travis guys that need Travis fix, let's get all the Travis tweets.
I even stuck with Travis when he blocked me. He blocked me on Twitter for a short bit.
Oh, yeah, that's because you told him he didn't like Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, he said, I liked Batman vs. Superman, and I said, no, you didn't, and he blocked me.
Travis is very touchy. He is.
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand why. I didn't even know that I got blocked, though. And then...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, if a dog barks too much, he'll kill the dog. if you argue with him on social media, he'll unfriend you. Travis, he's vicious.
He is. He
shows no remorse.
But I've always been a Travis guy, and now I guess I can't be because he's got a lot of animosity toward me, and I don't understand. I don't get that. I've had nothing but love for him.
I guess not. Did you pull up some of his tweets? You gonna?
We're changing the show's name. It's going to be Shit Travis Says.
Dr. Napier, what did I do to piss off Travis?
Dr. Napier says, you had a comment about a movie, and it involved comic books, and you said you didn't like them.
Here's one from the 13th, from @ProduceTravis on Twitter. Happy 25th anniversary to Freddy's Dead. Don't forget the power glove.
What?
What?
This is your co-host, man. Here we go. This is from September 2nd. Hashtag Baywatch Watch. Release date. And then it's a poster of the Baywatch cast, the new movie.
Oh, and yeah. We were doing Baywatch Watch for a while, and then we just kind of gave up because it's fucking Baywatch and we hate it.
Hmm. Here we go. Here's another one. God, he really loves that photo of Freddy Krueger. Happy 28th B-Day to my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street flick, A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master. Rick, you little meatball.
I didn't see that movie. I'm sure it's a reference.
August 15th, he said, got a bum tooth, absolutely killing me, but can't get into the dentist until Wednesday. So I bought oral antiseptic. It's a picture of whiskey. August 6th, I doubled down on Batfleck after this, however, even in a tiny chunk, that guy fucking rules.
See, he did like the movie, or at least Ben Affleck.
July 26th, wait, The Woods is a fucking Blair Witch sequel? The hell?
The Woods? No, they changed the name. It's now Blair Witch.
July 22nd. I mean, call me crazy, but shouldn't we fix those bridges? Wouldn't that be a better use of Trump's wall money? Does he want his name on it? Hold on, there's a lot from July 22nd. He was really busy that day. July 27th. Lady Marmont, 2024. He also tweeted at Guns N' Roses, don't block me. He also tweeted at Rose McGowan, don't block me. He also tweeted at Ruby Rose, don't block me. He also tweeted at Rosie, don't block me.
Rosie O'Donnell?
God, he's so...
Are you reconsidering being a Travis guy?
Yeah, I guess I can't be anymore. Like, I have to not be a Travis guy anymore because he hates me. And until he gets over his hatred for me, I'm not a Travis guy. So
until Travis comes on this show and confesses his love for Matt from the Lotus Cast,
I want some... a clarification as to why he hates me, Mike. I don't get it. I don't know what I did. I've been in his corner.
Travis only likes the people that he blocks on social media.
Napier, what do you got? What do you got? I mean, do you have anything else that you want to tell anybody about? do we have anything worthwhile to tell anyone?
I had something like before I ate food, but then I ate food and forgot about it.
Yeah. That happens to you too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Matt, thanks for coming and hanging out and filling in for stupid Travis. I hope the Bears lose by a lot.
They are losing.
Fuck the Bears. And fuck missing shows for the Bears.
No, you gotta miss shows sometimes for the things you love.
No. No, you don't.
Jody B said Mike's the best.
He's right.
We're all on Team Mike.
I'm usually a Travis guy.
You're not a Mike guy anymore? Or
No. I'm definitely a Mike guy, first and foremost.
Are you a Napier guy?
We have any the Joe guys?
Joe guys?
Yeah, I think there's anybody that's in Team Joe from our
I'm
show.
I'm Team Joe.
You're Team Joe?
Yeah, I like Joe. Joe seems like a good guy.
He is a good guy. I shit on him a lot, but he's all right.
I'm on Team Anchor.
All right. Well, that's my mama.
Well, that's my mama.
Matt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we just did a 80-minute show.
Uh-huh.
It was glorious.
Napier said, that's my mama. We turned off the microphones.
Yeah, that's what happened. We all heard it. We were all here.
Remember the big blow up a while back when Napier wanted to talk about hockey and I yelled at him a lot and he quit the show?
I do.
If you've noticed since then, I always ask Napier if he has anything to say before we turn off the microphones now. I go around the horn and make sure that I'm not leaving anybody out for anything. So we turn off the microphones. We crank up the music.
Mm-hmm.
The show's over, and we're sitting here. And Napier says, "Guys, I got a story."
Well, you guys were talking about stuff, and you're like asking me about things. I'm like, "Oh, well, I
got a story."
It doesn't go anywhere.
I got a story. I mean, I can tell you guys the microphones are off now.
Well, I mean, the story don't go nowhere.
Napier,
the show didn't go anywhere.
I really want to hear this story. And I mean, no pressure or anything, but you got to tell the story now.
Well, I was talking to one of my buddies a while ago at work, and he was in the Navy, and one of his shipmates would always go whenever they would go to different, you know, countries or ports or anywhere. He made it a point to always go and buy a hooker. Not to fuck the hooker. He wasn't there to fuck the hooker. He just would go to these places where the hookers were.
I don't think it's a buying. It's more of a rental.
Yeah, well, he would give them money.
Okay.
He had money in his pocket. He wanted to spend the money, and he would go to these hookers, and he would say, "Hooker, I don't want to fuck you, but here's what I want to do. I want to punch you in the face as hard as I can, and you tell me if you want to do that for money." And a bunch of them would say, "No, I don't want to do that for money." But everywhere he went, he would find a woman willing to let him punch her in the face, just get punched right in the face, just full on clock a woman.
I don't like this guy. This doesn't sound like a good guy.
Also, this is like a setup for a really bad joke.
Is that what this is? This isn't a real thing. This is
no,
a joke?
This was a real thing.
Okay.
And
so the guy legitimately went in. And he'd get a hooker. Like, what would he do? Take him to a hotel room or, like,
No,
his
car? He wouldn't get him a hotel room.
The chat room is urging me to call Napier a faggot. Why would I call Napier a faggot?
I don't know. It's Monday.
That is a mean word. I wouldn't call Napier that.
Okay. So where would he take the hookers?
So this guy's buying hookers.
So he's going to all these places.
Why are people telling me to call Napier a faggot, Matt? Is that a thing that, like, we do? We call each other faggots?
That's never been. I don't think these people listen to the show. That's the only thing I can come up with. They asked terrible fucking questions and asked Dr. Napier, and now they're saying this. Shit.
I thought that we were higher class than that.
Yeah, we're above that. You're above that.
Well, we weren't for a while.
Matt.
Yeah.
So Napier knew a guy who knew a guy.
Yeah, that's why I was telling you the story off air.
The guy,
because it's not really that interesting.
The guy would ask hookers if he could punch him in the face.
He won't.
That's where we are before I interrupted.
Oh, right in the kisser.
Right in the kisser. Right, right. And so everywhere he goes, there's a hooker that would agree to it.
Yeah, he would tell him right off the bat, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not going to rob you. I'm not going to do anything other than punch you in the face.
And then that's it?
That's it.
Would they even have to go to a different location, or could he just punch her in the face right there?
Normally, he would, like, take her out somewhere, you know, where he wouldn't be seen punching a bra in the face.
Right.
But not like they didn't get a hotel room so he could clock her and then leave. So everywhere he went, he would just find broads, punch them right in the fucking face. Well, he'd hand them money first, and they would take the money, and then they would do like, oh, he's not going to really hit me in the face that hard. And he would just clock these broads, like, right in the fucking face, and that was his adventure. That was his thing, was going to different ports all around the world and punching women in the face for money. That was his entire life goal, was to go to every country he could and punch a woman in the face. And that's why I wanted to tell that to you off the air, because I thought we would get a little laugh out of it, like, that's kind of weird, and we wouldn't have it as part of the show for no reason. And now all these people had to listen to it.
Tex has a joke in the chat. He said he calls them right hookers. That's better than the story.
That's better than the story, it is. Yeah. Boom.
I'm so glad we turned the microphones back on.
Remember when I asked you to turn the microphones back on, and I insisted that you turn them back on?
I'm sad now.
Why are you sad?
Because all these women got punched in the face.
They knew what they were doing. He asked them if it was okay. He didn't just walk up to a lady like, you know, blind cold cocker.
Matt has a story, Napier.
Excellent.
So, I used to work on this horse farm.
Right.
And around sale season, you know, we would be assigned, like, so many horses that would be going to the sale. And what we had each of us our own little box of, like, brushes that we would brush the horses with. And so,
Matt,
it was me.
This story isn't going to be shitty, is it?
It can't be any shittier than mine.
So, it was me and my buddy. Like, we were really close friends. And then there was another old guy in this barn. We would brush the horses. So we got there early one day, and the old guy wasn't there yet. My buddy had been drinking the night before, and he had the shits. So there's one particular glove that you have to brush the horses. It's a mitt. It's like a glove that you put on, and it's got the brushes on it. Like, so you use your hand to brush the horse. And so we thought it would be funny if my buddy shit in this guy's glove. And so he did, And, you know, it's just enough to get it, like, down at the bottom of the glove. So he gets in, and he starts brushing the horse. When you brush the horse, you start with, like, one brush, and you work your way through them. And so the glove is, like, third or fourth in the rotation. So we're both at the end of the barn waiting for him to put the glove on.
I'm sorry, there's a good line in the chat. Somebody's predicting how your story's going to end. It says, and this old guy...
That's how the story ends.
And this old guy...
Who would pay the farmers to punch their horses. Yep.
Okay, so you shit in the glove.
No, honestly, the story should just end with that. That
Matt,
is there more to
the story? So somebody shit in this guy's glove, right?
Yeah, so the old guy, the old guy put the glove on and then started making old guy noises like, oh! And he...
Was it because his glove was full of shit?
Yeah, so he pulled his hand out and we could see the shit on his fingers and he wiped it off on his shirt and then he smelled it and he said... And we were, because at that point we had to act like we were interested in what he was kind of making a commotion about. And he smelled it and he said, there's somebody put shit in my mitt. And it made us laugh. I had to leave the barn because I was laughing so hard. But he assumed that it was one of the, he assumed that it was one of the Finnish intern girls that the farm would get. So he blamed this girl.
That's like a tradition there?
Yeah. So he blamed this girl for putting, like, dog poop in the glove. And he was really upset about it, and he yelled at her. That's really it. That was... I call him from time to time on our show, and his wife answers the phone, and she calls me a bastard.
Oh, is that... That was the lady that you called and...
Yeah, it's not a lady. I call his cell phone, and he used to answer, but now his wife answers. So I don't know if he died, and she's got the cell phone, but he doesn't answer.
He's probably dead, yeah.
He might be. He was really old, and now she answers, and then I ask her a question, and then she calls me a filthy bastard.
There's somebody.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Listen to us Mondays at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You should go to wfodix.com for back episodes. You should interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or on facebook.com/WFODix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Call live or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. That is 487-HAND. Our Patreons include Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Jody B. Send Bite feet pics. Show him your delicious tootsies. Rub butter up against him and make him all slimy. Don't shave your foot hairs, he likes them. Leave a little bit of stubble for that nice surprise. If you really want to get him interested, rub a nice uncooked hot dog in between them. Use your toes like cleavage. Make sure to make it a sloppy sounding video.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODicks.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us, right?
Hello, Orlando. I saw the picture of your cock in the newspaper.
No, sir, you got the wrong number.
No, this is Orlando Bloom. I saw a picture of your cock in the newspaper on the online, the Twitters.
No. You got the wrong number.
No, I don't have the wrong number. You're Orlando Bloom, and there's a picture of your cock on Twitter.
You're full of shit, you dumbass bastard.